Kim Mobile.
Or KFW Mobile.
And happy Friday, KO4CM.
Friday. Here. Leave it. Seems like such a long week.
It's getting delivered today, so can't wait to sleep in it tonight. Hopefully get to sleep in a little bit tomorrow.
6.
I'll make it about 7:30 or 8. That'd be nice.
Already up by then, right?
Know that. I either go sit on the back porch or I'll play on the radio.
Playing.
A shotgun shooting this weekend, but doggone ammo. Can't hardly find it anywhere. I'm checking online. Everybody says it's out of stock.
You could have found those. I mean, usually you can find it all day long at Wally World.
I'm going to try to run around today and see if I can find some, but I got to check with my buddy, see if he's still wanting to go or not. And then I need to check the weather for tomorrow.
For like 12-gauge regular field load, like 7, 7.5, something like that, right?
Try to find some 7.5s at least. But, like I said, I check online on Academy and Cabela's, and neither one of them had it in stock at the stores.
And they have it at Walmart. Usually they have a whole pile of 12-gauge. I have a 12-gauge, but I mostly shoot the 16.
For a semi-automatic.
The pump we bought a couple of years ago, and the 16 is just a side-by-side double.
Use that one for skeet, but shoot, I use my pump and did all right with it.
16 shoots really nice.
It's a 20-gauge now, so he can go. But he's wanting like an over and under. I'm like, why are you wanting an over and under? And he really can't explain it. But I think it's just, you know, whenever he's went ski shooting, he's gotten to use some nice shotguns at times to try them out. Because the instructors will bring theirs. And he keeps looking at them. I'm like, son, those things are expensive. And he found one. It was a breech load. And it was like $300, but it was a single shot. And I'm like, what are you going to do with that? That's not going to do you any good ski shooting.
They come out two at a time, right?
Roger that. Now, the field we went, you can just shoot them one at a time. You know, you can just hit the button and it'll throw it. But, you know, me and my buddy were trying to, I guess, challenge ourselves a little bit. So, if it said true pairs on the sign, we were trying to throw out true pairs instead of doing the report pair. But even then, if my son got a breech load, he wouldn't be able to do the report pair. Because, you know, that's where you shoot one, and as soon as you shoot, the next one comes out. But, I mean, he wouldn't be able to do that. He just had to throw one at a time.
I used a single shot for years when I was a kid, and then I loaded pretty quick.
I can be done. I just don't know if he can do it.
Browning pump 12-gauge I bought back in the 70s, and man, that thing was like shooting a BB gun.
Tell you what, I looked at some prices on some over and unders, and good God, those things sell for a ton. I found one, and it was a cheap one for $7,000. I'm like, are you kidding me?
To have some over and unders and that for, you know, $600 or $700 that were pretty decent.
Remember who the manufacturer was, and they still make them. And a lot of people online were putting it down because it's obviously sold at Walmart. But, you know, a lot of people say that it's got a composite stock or something. And so they really kind of put it down. But overall, some of the reviews I read said that it shot well enough. I mean, it was a good starter gun. I wouldn't mind having one. If I found one, I'd buy it. But, you know, I didn't think it would be that bad. KO4CN.
KFW. Yeah, I think it was like Franke or something like that. It Walmart sells, but I think it's a pretty good one. But it's funny, you can, you know, the 12 gauge I have right now, it's like a Rock Island Arms or whatever, and that thing will knock your shoulder off. And then the good Browning, you know, it was like shooting a BB gun. I could shoot it left-handed or right-handed.
The right one with the right features on it, and it makes a huge difference. That Mossberg I've got, holy crap, that thing beat my shoulder to death. And it wasn't that it hurt, but it just felt like somebody slapping me in my shoulder the whole time. It got to where it was just stinging so bad, but my shoulder itself never hurt. You know, from the kick, it just felt like somebody just kept slapping me so bad. So I bought a little neoprene cover for the back of it so I get used to it a little bit.
Growing up, my uncle had I guess it was a Remington pump. And just shooting the low brass loads, rabbit hunting, I mean, it was black and blue, his shoulder. And that, and it's like, yeah, I don't want any part of that. Now, Susan's double barrel 16, it doesn't even have a rubber butt plate. It's, you know, got a hard plastic thing on it. It's like shooting a BB gun.
And this weekend, you're welcome to go. I'll text you and let you know.
A bad spot. How much was it? Does it cost per round?
The non-member, we paid 55 cents a clay.
Ooh. I mean, does it have like 16 stations, or what does it have?
16 stations. What we did is they just give you a card. It has no balance on it, so it's zero. And then as you go to each station, when you throw them out, it'll count how many clays that you threw. And when we got done, between me and my buddy, we shot, it was about 160. So we paid for that and the golf cart fee, and it come out like $59 for both of us.
Multiple times at each station.
We started out and we were throwing the looky loos, you know, we did a couple of those, and after a while I'm like, man, that's $1.10 every time we do that. So we decided just, you know, we'd pull up, we'd look at them, and we'd try to figure out which way they'd be throwing, and we would just go ahead and start throwing them out once we were ready, and you know, still that worked out okay, but yeah, we'd throw a couple times per station. On the scorecard, it looked like, and I don't know how they score it. I don't really know how it works, but there were like four times on certain ones. So I don't know if you're supposed to throw four times and take your score, but I couldn't imagine, because, I mean, even though we shot maybe twice per target, I mean, like I said, by the time we were done, my shoulder was shot.
Six boxes of shells.
Ended up shooting, let's see. I took three boxes and I took my little bandolier, and I was shooting dove shots. It was between 7.5 to 8, and I shot everything I had, and so, I mean, that was probably, what, 80, between 70, 80 rounds, something like that total. I mean, it was, like I said, my shoulder was about done when I was done. It got to the point where I put it on my shoulder, and I'm like, oh, God, it hurts so bad.
My uncle, when he passed away, my brother got his shotgun. He's got a 20-gauge, I believe it's a Beretta automatic. Man, that thing's like shooting a BB gun. That's what your son needs.
No doubt about that. That's what he's got in his mind. Because when he's went shooting, they've been shooting either just the semi-automatics or over and unders. So he's got it in his head that that's what he needs. But at the same time, I'm a little bit leery about spending, you know, $400 or $500 on a shotgun, and he may or may not keep wanting to go. And so I'm trying to talk him into a cheaper 20-gauge pump, and that way he can try it out, and if he continues to like it, then at some point in time, maybe we can invest in a better shotgun for him. But I just don't know about spending a huge chunk on him right now.
World champion shooter. You can't ever tell. My first one was a single shot 410.
It's a 410 because, so my dad has one, and it was his mother's 410. I don't know if she ever shot it or not. I never met her, but so he's got it. It's a 410 bolt action. And my son keeps asking, he's like, what if I take that? I'm like, I just don't know how good a 410 would be shooting skeet. I know they're accurate. I mean, we used to take them squirrel hunting all the time, but I just don't know about for shooting skeet how good that would do. You don't have a ton of pellets that I would think.
To look at how many ounces of pellets that it has, you know what I mean? If it's the 12 gauge has 1 ounce of sevens and a 410 has 1 ounce of sevens, it's the same amount of pellets, you know, and that it's more, it's going to be more about the barrel than anything. You need like a 26 inch open or maybe a modified. And that I know the first time I ever tried to shoot dove, it's like, man, I was struggling, but I had the wrong barrel. And there was a kid, he was probably only 12, down at the other end of the field, and he busted everyone that came by him.
I don't know what kind of barrel it's got on it. The 410s, I don't know if they have chokes on them or not, like a shotgun. I don't remember it having anything like that.
That old, it's probably just, you know what I mean? The barrel just came in whatever choke he wanted it to be in. It's probably full, which means it'll reach out there further. You know, a close shot, you'd have to be more on it, but at least it would hang together more, you know, when it went out there. But it'd be worth a try. At least it wouldn't kill you when you shot it. Although the shells are a lot more expensive for it.
They're not as common, but so I told my son what we would do is if we go this weekend, I told him, I said, if anything, what we can do is we can rent you a 20 gauge. Because they have them. I think you can rent a shotgun down there. I think it's 20 or 25 bucks to rent one. So I told him, we'll rent you a 20 gauge. And they'll probably feed him for it and try to get him the right one. And, you know, make sure. Because when he goes, they don't shoot a ton. Like when we go to Boy Scouts, they don't shoot a ton. They might get to shoot one box versus, if we went through the whole course, he'd probably end up shooting, you know, 3 to 4 boxes at least. And, you know, I don't know that he's ready for that or not. But I told him, I said, well, at least do that much. So just go down there and rent you a 20 gauge, and then you can go through and see how you like it.
Different ones, you know, even if you got it fitted, you know, two different guns that fit perfect and that are going to react totally different, you got to find one that's the way you like it. I saw a couple of YouTubes, and some of the more professional ones shoot those, where they got that ribbed, you know, vent on top there and the sight is really high. It seems like they use those more often.
Don't let me interrupt. I was just letting you know I was here. I've been listening for a little bit.
And you ever been skeet shooting?
Sure, not at a contest or anything like that. We've done it at the backyard.
Been playing one time.
That's what you need to do, Andrew, is just shoot clays in the backyard, see what your neighbor says.
I can hear that now. I hear stuff hitting my roof. It's just the pellets coming down. Don't worry about it.
Grandfather's house, and we got 12 acres there, and then a neighbor just come over and join in.
The place was, it was expensive, you know. I mean, I say that. I mean, we didn't pay but $60 plus, you know, the ammo you already got to do anyway. So no matter what you do, you got to buy the ammo. But I didn't think it was actually really nice. I liked the stands and the way everything was different, and it really made it a lot of fun. That way you weren't shooting the same thing all the time. And I think I go back this time, I may end up buying the membership, because then I can get the clays for 40 cents a clay versus the 50. And then if you buy them in bulk, I think you buy a thousand of them, you get them for 36 cents a clay. So, you know, you save some money there, but either way.
A couple of years ago since I checked, but at the Pickens little gun range there, the DNR range where you can go practice shooting, they had a clay thrower that you could, that they would let you use, and they have a field that you can set it up in to shoot clays, and it, you know, it doesn't cost you anything but your shells.
I'm curious, everyone, if you got to buy the clays to bring them with you.
Get with you and that, but hell, I don't know, it's been about a year ago, I got rid of two boxes of them.
Heck, I'll let y'all know, maybe y'all can join us sometime. Try it out and see if you like the course, but it's a really nice place. You can do duck hunting and stuff there, but man, it is a good lordy. Holy crap. It's a chunk of change for all that.
We still got the clay throwers, and if so, we can get some clays and we can go out in the field and do them up here.
I plan that out sometime.
Over there this weekend, I need to go visit with him anyway and see if we still got the clay thrower.
The weather now, I don't know if me and my buddy will get to go or not, because they called for some thunderstorms Saturday.
Thunderstorms up here last night knocked the power out.
Cops affect that bird shot.
Or WWZ, over.
Yeah, Ken, I doubt it would affect the dove shot, because, I mean, I've been dove hunting in the rain before, but this thunder and lightning, I ain't getting out there.
Ken, 4GFW.
Good morning, Chandler. Had to get out of the hole.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, all. Glad to talk to you this morning.
Oh, it is 5:55, so I need to head on in here and get ready for this meeting. So I might say 7:3 to y'all. Y'all have a good morning. Be safe out there on the road, and hopefully I'll holler at you this evening. Although I may leave work to go home for this, get this bed put in the house, so we'll see. I don't know. Either I'll come back to work or I'm going to work from home. It's going to be one of the two. Either way, 7:3, y'all be safe. KO4, CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, and you know if you leave work, you ain't coming back. Not if it's the weekend. KN4 GFW.
KN4 CF. KN4 WWZ.
Like you have sleep this morning.
I'm a little tired.
Start getting some rest. You need all the beauty sleep you can get.
Yeah. I do that already. I'm just a little groggy, that's all. I'll get one cup. I've got me some caffeine in the back here. Probably get me a drink of that when I get to office.
Well, guys, I'm getting into the black hole, so y'all let me know if it gets too bad.
Hey, Patrick, what did Dave tell you up at midnight? Yeah, you said last night that I should use a battery maintainer instead of a solar tank.
Yeah, if you put a battery maintainer on the car, you can just plug that battery maintainer in at night, and then you can put the radio on crossband repeat, and you'll be fine in the morning.
I'll do that. That'll be nice.
Cheaper and easier than trying to put a solar panel and extra battery and all that. You just plug the battery maintainer in and let it do its thing, unplug it in the morning, get in, start the car, and go to work.
Use a the radio a lot to run the battery down, wouldn't you? To run for a darn week and it wouldn't do nothing to it.
Yeah, but these radios draw more current than an 11 meter does. It's not an 11 meter anyway. Not on in a tool to come back and it will be dead.
When I was running crossband on this radio in a truck, you know, I would forget and leave it on and that sucker would be on all night. Get up in the morning and fire it right off.
Listening.
I catch you this afternoon, KN4 GFW.